There's one time there was a chappy, I don't know, was he direct or what was he, but he was acting very funny. And when I went out to give him fuel, which I thought he was there for, his car was covered in pills on the floor, all spilt on the floor. I had to get the police for him, actually, because we didn't know what to do with him in the end, because he couldn't, he wasn't fit to drive. I don't know how he even managed into filling station, but we had to get the police to come and see to him. And then as far as customers were concerned, we would have customers that would come in and say £10 of fuel. We had a girl working with us at the time, and she put the £10 in of fuel, and he says that I'll just pull over there, I'm going into the little chef. He pulled over and just drove off. There was another time when I went out to a vehicle, a travelling van with a trailer on the back, and the chap just says, fill it up, and of course I put in the hose into the car and I'm filling away, and then eventually he shouted, "Hoi, hoi, stop," and I stopped, and he says, "Asked for £1 fuel." So he that was in it. We lost that. There was a lot of that. We've had others that's come in and said, "I'm really stuck, I've no money." He gave them £5 worth to just get them. Many's a time I just opened up my purse, gave them a fiver to get them to the next filling station. We weren't long opened, we were very gullible, and we weren't long opened when one of the road cleaners that worked in the area from Carbridge area came into the filling station and said, "There's a car stuck up the road with no fuel." So we got a tin, we filled the tin, and we gave it to the roadman. He went away up, and he never came back. And the fellow had, whoever it was, drove past, never paid. Oh, with lots of that, lots of that. But there again, with raising money for charity, we had a lot of kindness as well. Mm. There was a lot of kindness from all over the country. Great people.
Did you have regular customers that always stopped at yours?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes, a lot. And a lot missed the filling station when it closed. Another problem was we would close the door, go home, just maybe get the tatties on, phone would ring, little chef, somebody here without fuel. So it was a case of run down, give fuel, even Christmas Day, New Year's Day.
We've had it.
It was very hard.
Yes. Sell newspapers?
Yes. We ended up selling yes, we did do daily ones. A few, not a lot, because Jean had that, you know, in the shop. But that was for incomers, you know, that were coming in. Another problem we had was the price of fuel was a little bit dearer than Inverness, and we would get a lot of custom from the central belt, and a lot of them would just say, "Give me £1's worth to get me to Inverness." Mm. Some of them just came in, saw the price, did a U-turn and took a week.
They were used to much cheaper.
Yes, yes. Mm. That caused us problems as well.
But you made a living.
We made a living, as I said. Cream in the summer, skim milk in the winter. In fact, a couple broke down with an old Zephyr on the A9 in 1985. We were in a little hut. And my husband went and helped them, towed the car to here, and they were here till 3 in the morning, because there had been two cars, and the first car had carried on, not knowing that the second car broke down, and they were going to Aleppo to our cottage. And the people that were broken down had to get in touch with the woman that was letting the cottage to go and let the folk know that they were stranded here. So of course they came, we took them home here, and we gave them a feed, and see in the morning. By the time they'd got to Aleppo, by the time the woman went to them and then came, they had to travel back here to collect the couple. And that car sat there for over a week to get bits for it, and my husband helped them to get it on the road again. And to this day, I've still got a Christmas card from the woman, from, and they live in Greece now.
How nice.
Mm-hmm, so it's lovely. Mm-hmm. And we have motorbike boys, which my husband helped a lot, and I have one that keeps in touch with me, and he stays at Castletown in Caithness. And there's another one, he used to be in Dornoch, in Embo, Dornoch, and he now lives in Bewley, and he got married seemingly a fortnight ago, I've just heard, and he still sends cards as well. It's very nice. Mm-hmm. And I have another chiropodist who keeps in touch from Penrith. She keeps in touch with me. So I've made a lot of friends that way through the funny station. It was lovely.
What about foreigners? Did you have many foreigners having trouble with
yes,
language and so on?
We had a French car come in, and they asked for the wrong fuel in the car, and of course my husband had to drain the car. In fact, I've got a bottle. I was telling you, I'll stay where I am. But I got, and you told me it was a brandy. They had posted that from France all these years ago. Uh-huh. I still have it.
You haven't touched the brandy? How many years ago?
I don't know. They were so grateful.
Well, it'll be well seasoned by now.
People appreciate that.
Yes, and my husband, another one was from America. We've got cowboy hats and Dallas cowboy shirts, bandanas, sent from America. Mm-hmm. Just, my husband was that sort of person that made them welcome.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He was a comical man as well, wasn't he?
He was.
Mm-hmm. And
he enjoyed it.
Yes, he would sort them out. Yes, I've met a lot of nice people. Mm-hmm. A lot of rogues as well.
What about your children? What, they went to school here?
Yes, they both went to Redbeg, the old Redbeg school, and then to Inverness. Both to Millburn to begin with, but Alistair, the older one, did better. And then eventually went into the old Royal Academy. He did very well. But Evan's married with two of a family, but Alistair's still the single man.
Evan inherited a lot of his father's
talent. Evan has inherited his father's talent through art. Mm. Yes, he has. Mm.